some obeys by the Mishnah. Ketzer Mishtatrin v'movui. So how do we do shituf? Now, the simple way to do shituf, each person contributes. The Mishnah's question is there a way to do shituf where a person wants to contribute for other people? The truth is the same din applies to Erev also. The Chiddush is even in shituf, even in case of shituf, you could do this. So, the Yechus HaChavis, person puts down a barrel of wine, or says, he used to store different fruits inside the barrel also. It could be a barrel of fruit, like figs and stuff like that, which belongs to him. This is for all the B'nai Mavi to be their part of the Shituf. And he can be Zaka. I mean, somebody will be kind of, he's marking that somebody's kind of for them. It can be done by his halachically adult children. If he has an Eved Ivri or a Shivcha. Now, the problem with the more is going to discuss that Shivcha Ivri, by definition, means she's a Ketana. Vayere Ishtoi and his wife. Gim Zaka Vayere Ishtoi. Aleinu Mazaka Lo Yedei Bino Abito HaKetanim. Can't use Ketanim. Neither can he use an Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kananis, because their hand, even though they're adults, but their hand is like his hand, so it has to let his rishus when they would pick it up to be kainim. So Rashim Nicha Zachavis, Mishaloi Im Yirtza, he can contribute his own, use his own barrel if he wishes. Take this and be kind for all the B'nai Mavi. You can't use an Eved Kanani. That's not considered an act of Skiya. They're not being kinder from him since they are him. He owns their hands. Amar Rav Yehuda. So when you do this hakbah, the kinyan, so as long as it's still sitting in the rishus of the owner, there's no kinyan. When you pick it up, a tefach, you're kind of. Now Tosfos says, you shall arrive from over here that the shear of hakbah for kinyan, the kinyan of hakbah, is one tefach. That's clear in the Gemara. Rashi and Kedushin says the shear is 3 tvachim. Because till 3 tvachim is considered lava to the karka. Anything within 3 tvachim is considered lava, so it's still on the ground. So you need, the halach of lava is up to 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim is no longer lava. So Tosfos points out over here that Tosfos circle would be the karka type of the one liner. Just, you can't prove that a tefach is sufficient for the kinyan of hagbah in general. The shani tzituv imavu is the rabbanon. This is a din rabbanon, the chazar masak, and so they were set over here for this purpose. A tefach is sufficient. It doesn't look like from the Gemara that the Gemara's goal is to explain the din of hagbah in general. Otherwise, the word would have said. Kinyan Hagbah Tzricha Gimel Tefach or Gimel Tvachim. The fact that it's stuck here specifically by Shituv Mavos says this is specific halacha over here.
What?
Okay.
What, brother?
Amar Rava Hani Tarti Emili Sabi De Pupadisa Amrino. These two statements, which we'll see what they are, were said by the elders of Pimpadisa, which Rashi says was Rav Yehuda's yeshiva. Chada ha, what is the statement we just said that Rav Yehuda said? And the Edoch, the other one, is the following halacha. Hamakadesh, person who says Kiddush, im to'am maloy lugmov yatsa, vim lav lo yatsa, person who makes Kiddush, there's a requirement of Ti'ima Moli Lugmov. Okay, so that's the two statements which are said by the Sabi de Pupadis. Okay. Amar Rav Chaviva, Honami Sabi de Pupadis Amino. If you're making a list of things that Sabi de Pupadis has said, they also said the following. The Amar of Yehuda Mishmuel, Yehuda Mishmuel says, Oisin Madura Lechaya B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make a fire, a large fire, for a chaya, a woman who's in birth, giving birth. So the warmth is important for her health, to the extent that it's considered sakana. You're allowed to make a fire, a large fire, to keep her warm in childbirth. So sever mino. They assumed from what he had said that he meant l'chaya in l'chololo b'mesek shamim in b'mesek chamoloi, that this halacha was specifically to a chaya and specifically in the winter months. But it mer amr of chiyaber alvin amr shmul hikis dam v'nitzdane. Person went through a kazus dam, and then he got cold. You're allowed to make this fire for him on Shabbos. Is even in the summer months. So you see, it's even by a chayla, and it's even in the summer. Okay, so that's the third statement of the Sabbath of Pumbadisa. Amar Meima, Honami Sabbath of Pumbadisa. This is also said by the Sabbath of Pumbadisa. Ditmer. What type of tree do we assume has the status of an asherah, which means even though we have not seen, Rashi points out, any active of an azar being done to the tree, we assume that it is an asherah. Zomer Rav Kol Shemashor say of the gilulim shemer moisa the Geluvim, the priests have a shmir around the tree. Vein toimin mi peiros seha, and they don't eat the fruits. So you normally you put a shmir around the tree because you want to maintain the tree. But over here you see that they're not doing it to be able to use the tree because they're not eating the fruits. So that would indicate that it's an asherah tree. Okay. Shmuel Omar. Going to Amri. Hani Tamri the Shikra the Bay Nitzarfi the Shosule Biyam Chagam. That you hear them saying that we're going to use the fruits of this tree to make a beer, which they're going to use for the Bay Nitzarfi, which is the name of an Avodah Zorah. They would drink it on the day of their celebration. Even we have a general rule of Rav and Shmuel, the halacha k'Rav b'isuri, halacha Shmuel b'dini. The Sabbath of Pumbedisa said that we pass like Shmuel over here. Okay. I don't know what was unique about these four things that they were said, but what's the common thread? So those are the four things that Sabbath Pumbedisa said. Now the Morris says the first one was that Yehuda said that you have to raise it up off of the ground, a tefach. So the Morris is going to challenge it. Meisway. So that the other members of Sabbath Pumbedisa were like an interlude. We were going back to the first statement that Rabbi Yehuda said that you need the sheer hagbah to tefach. The Brisa says ketzim mishtatim v'mavi, they're being chav b'shal yayin, they're being a barrel of wine or b'shal shemen or oil, b'shal tamorim or of dates, b'shal gregris of figs, b'shal shamani peris, any other type of fruits, has to be edible. Imishaloi sarf lezak, as if it's his own personal barrel, which he's going to use for the members of the mob, as opposed to each person contributing. So the halacha is sarf lezakas. If they owned it together as a shutvis, not for the purpose of shittu mavus, Sarach Ladir just informed them that that's what he's done. Okay? And for the case of Mizaka, that if they have to, in the case where it's his, he has to mizaka them by picking it up, have somebody pick it up from the ground, amashahu, to be kinder for them. So you don't need a tefach. My answer is my mashu, not me to come or tefach. No, when the Brisa said mashu, not the tefach, as opposed to, which, if anything, I think it would be maybe even a riot to Rashi. Because Rashi says that normally the share of Hagbah is three tefachim. The Rebbeinu Tam Shita says the share of Hagbah is a tefach. So why is it called Mashal? There's every time you do Hagbah, the share is a tefach. But if you learn like Rashi, the share of Hagbah normally is three tefachim. So over here, the more saying, you just do a little bit, because compared to what you normally do, this is considered a little bit.
Jonathan.
No, not saying mashu in general, but saying over here the price is used in lashon mashu means it's not, you know, it's not a significant amount, which would indicate normally you need much more. But over here you can do the minimal amount. Okay. See Rashi. Tzarech labim in the karko. First Rashi in the Gemara. Kishumazaka Isolahen, when he's bringing Mazaka this barrel to them, you have to pick it up a tefach. The Chogam of the Manchab Rishus say, Lahaviski, as long as it's still sitting in his Rishus, they can't be kind of. The Bryce says that Im Mishalahen ain't Sarah Lazakus. Vimishaloi, if it belongs to the one individual person, Hashlech Mabia Minakarko, Rama Zochisi, Lohem, or Lohem. So, yeah. So the Shlech would pick it up and say, I'm being Zecher for them. Saudi Hamadisa, Rabbi Huda, Vishivasa, Visheli, Parakam, and Sanhedrin. If you remember, we had way back when we learned Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that. Where goes to a list of different names of that the references the Chachamim of Babel, the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, the Sabi, different names who they're referring to. So Sabi the Bumbadisa was referring to Rabbi Yehuda as Yeshiva. Medura is Hesegadol, a large fire. Okay, Ezi Asher Stam. Even though we have not seen that they have served the tree anyway, we assume that it's in a shaver tree. Is there being shamed vein termin me parasel? The love the pachua, had they not worshipped the tree, lohabi parshim, you know, there would be no reason why they would refrain from using the fruits. Fine. So Tzarech Ladia is you have to inform them. What do you have to inform them for? If they were agreeable to use it for the Ruvit Shutuvim of voice. Because Shema Makpina by Ruvit, maybe they're Mak, but not to allow other people to eat it. Walmer, we had before in the fourth parak, a Makbid al Eruvoi. Einor Erev, person who refuses to allow other people to use it, undermines the whole status of Erev. Sheinu Tzar Boisapas leads in the Chaveru. He's uncomfortable letting other people to eat it. Okay. Aval Mishaloi ain't Tzarech Lo Hidiyoi, but if it's his own, he does not need to inform them. The Zochon Lo Adam Mishal B'Fonav. So he didn't zak at them. So he doesn't have to inform them. I mean, actually, should inform them that the Shituv exists. But it's not a condition which is necessary for the validity of the Eruv. If you have two shutuf and mavuos in the same mavi, neither one works.
No, each one encompassing all the people.
Neither one will work.
Still neither.
Right, because each one is saying that each one is saying this is the makom, so saying this is the makom. So then you have two multiple makomos here, then you have nothing.
So if he doesn't inform them, then that situation might obtain quite easily.
The Kara, it's possible. I pointed out to people who, you know, decide to make over here Rubik Hatzeris for scenarios in case that the Erev is down, they want to make a small Erev, private Erev, and make a Rubik Hatzeris amongst himself and other people. And they should only do it, but tonight and the times when the city Erev is down, because if it's not, we're in major trouble. Because once you have, we're making, the three of us are getting together, having our own private Rubik Hatzeris, then nobody's Rubik Hatzeris works for the whole city. So it would be such a smart idea.
What?
You can't have two competing Rubik Hatzeris in the same place, because then you have two groups. You have two groups nobody can carry. Okay, Itmar, Zot Gemara. Shetuvei Mavuos. So, in the case where you're Meshatav of the people in the Mavui, Rav Omer Ein Tzarech L'Zakos, you do not need to do a Maaseh Stia to make other people part of the Erev. Okay. So the Tosfos says that the Pshat the Mor is saying means he has to have intent that this wine will go for the members of the Chatzar of the Mavui. But he does not need to do a Maaseh Shechiyah. I think we spoke about this once, that there's a concept in Halacha. Did we speak about this? In general, the concept of how Kinyanim work. How is it that we transfer ownership from the original owner to the new owner? So through a Matana, through a Mechira, etc. So what's the logic? We know there's certain Maaseh Kinyanim which are necessary. There's a Gemara in Becharis and Daf Yud Ches, which is a few places in Shas, but there the Rishas talks about, you find certain times that Chazal actually said it's possible to make a Kenyan without it doing any Maisa Kenyan. Shtar Psik, the Gemara says, Hein the Dvar Menikim Amir, you have an Ksuvus. So certain things which you can cut with just Amir alone. So the Rishas over there gathers together all the places in Shas where you have, and that occurs in Daf Yud Ches, all of the places in Shas where you have Kinyana which work without any Maaseh Kinyan. One of them is this. So he understands that this halacha, what he's saying is that we hear that I can be mezaka to them without any Maaseh Kinyan alone. Just the intention that should belong to them is sufficient. The logic behind it, there is a, tells they say it, the tells the rav, but if you want to see it, that's not printed. But the printed, the Chazanish brings from his father that he understands that the logic behind kinyanim is really it's a ma'isa misad the kinyanim where there's a makta and a kinyan, that the makta is making it belong to the kinyan. The ikra of the kinyan is the intent of the makta that should belong to the kinyan. The same way the makta can be mafker, which is to take it out of his rishus and make it after. The makta can be makdashit, which make it that it belongs to hekdish. the mak. It can be mak. It should belong to somebody else. Since part of the power of an ownership is to make it somebody else, assuming the person is agreeable, without any ma'aseh kinyan. Why do you need ma'aseh kinyan? Because Chazal touched up that if we don't do some type of act to indicate that this is serious, he doesn't really mean it. Therefore, certain things which we know the person is very serious about, for example, the case of the Shtari Psikta was the hiskaivis, which were necessary to get marriage to go through, the commitments they make to each other. So that the person is very serious about, so he doesn't need a ma'aseh kinyan. There's no need for ma'aseh kinyan. That alone is enough that it should be make it other person. But the underlying principle behind all kinyanim really is the das makna. Even in a case where you need a kinyan, that's the lomdus. That's where you find all the rishonim would say das acheres makna is the raisa. If you think about it, it's a fascinating idea. It's a tesis and a Rashman can get in the chaval of. If a gadol is makna something to a katan, even a katan has no kach of kinyan, and the katan does a ma'isa kinyan, the katan owns it mitarais, because that's the kach of makna. Since there's a das of the gadol to makna to the katan, and a ma'isa kinyan was done, a physical ma'isa was done, the katan is kind of the rais. That's that child about giving the katan in the first day of Sukkot. You give a katan your little benesu. If you give it to him before your yard to the mitzvah, you're being troubled because he can be kind of the raisa, but he can't be mocked back the raisa. But you need lechem the first day. Now Rashi Sheet is that which he's kind of the rabbanon. A lot of other rishonim argue said no, das acheres mocked works on the raisa level. So you see, there's a musik of das acheres, the ikar of the kinyan, even though there's no ma'aseh kinyan. I mean, at a raisa level, nothing happened. The kid went and did something which has no halachic validity, because the child's mice is not valid. But he's kind of the raisa, because that's a cheres makna. So the Rishash understands that that's this din of Rav. Rav says, in circle is that, because it doesn't mean that you have to have das to be makna to them, but that's it. I think, mavi, and all of a sudden, boof, it belongs to the whole mavi. It's like magic, and it's cool. Okay? Of course, Haimishan says not like that. So the more is going to ask that.
It's about to go. You can
be mafker it.
To somebody else. And now it's their problem.
No, well, normally the person has to be agreeable. Over here, we assume the people are agreeable. I can't make something yours against your will. I can be mafker it.
If somebody tries to make it somebody else's, and the receiver doesn't agree. Does it then become ethical, or is it still owned by the original?
It's alone. He didn't say he wanted to make it mine. I said no, so we're back to square one. But in general, you need a ma'aseh kinyan. These are exceptional. They're exceptional cases. The more it talks about a case if you're mafker with your animal before it gores. The more it talks about a case if you're mafker your animal before you pay me shall have to, I'm not going to have to pay for it. Good. See my animal running down the street, with a murderous look in his eyes. So I just mafker an animal, right? That's theoretically a good idea. Then once he's finished, I'm cutting him again. It's like,
get there first.
What?
Get there first. Somebody else might get there.
Yeah, but the more it says the case that he's. I don't remember the details how it works out, but the more says he's chayiv. Shmuel b'tzarech l'zakis. By shituf, you need to do a ma'aseh kinyan. Iru b'tzchumen. If I put on an error for somebody else, rabba b'tzarech l'zakis. For it to work, iru b'tzchumen, I have to be mezakeh to the other person. Shmuel b'rein tzarech l'zakis. There's no need to be mezakeh to the other person. If I put it down for myself or somebody else, they read with Tchumen, it works. So, the Mor says, be Shlomo the Shmuel. We understand Shmuel's thought process. Hacha Tzanan, v'hacha Lo Tzanan. By our Mishnah, it says you require a Zchiyah. So Shmuel says, by Shetim, you require a Zchiyah. There's no mention anywhere by Reuven Tchumen you need Tzchiyah. It means you don't need Tzchiyah. It's pretty straightforward. That the fact that the Mishnah says it over here, it doesn't say it over there, that's an omission, which is significant. It means over there you don't need. So Mishmul says the first Shetubim of Uwas Halach is that the logic is we become owners together on in a joint venture, so we have to become owners together. Reuven Tchumen, the Ikar of the Reuven Tchumen is that I have a place to eat. So I can't have a place to eat and be your guest. I don't have to own it. The main thing is that there's food which is designated for my purpose that allows me to have a place to eat. So we're in business. Okay, that's Shmuel. Understand why Shmuel. El Rav, my time. What's Rav's thought process? And over there he says, okay, Tamei Sar Lezak. If you hold the Yeruba Tumen, there's a requirement you have to be an owner. Okay, so why here not? More says Tsunoyi. Really, this issue is Machlokes Tsunoyi. So based on our Mishnah, you're right, Rav. What Rav says doesn't make sense. However, there's a Machlokes Tsunoyi about this. That Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Ma'ase b'kalosu shel Rabbi Oshia shehocha lebeis Americhutz. So the daughter-in-law of Rav Oshia went to the Beis Americhutz, which to the mikvah, and it was beyond the tchum, as she says. It was getting dark, and they realized she should not be able to get back within the tchum before Shabbos, and so you're left with an issue. She had made a ruvi tchum. So the mother-in-law went out to the edge of the tchum and made an Arab tchumen for her. Rabbi said it's not acceptable. Even though she made it for her, but she wasn't mezakeh to her. Amalo Rabbi Yishmo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Chiya, Bavloi, you Babylonian, because Rabbi Chiya was from Bavel. Kol kachat ha-machrim of Erev, and you've been so machrim in the lochas of Erev. Kach Omer Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, said, Kol she'esh lecha lohok of Erev in ha-keel. Whenever you can be makel, you should be makel, and you're being machmer. They say that the eruv that she did was not sufficient. We boiled the hoop, and we had a question about this price. What was the story? The reason why Rav Chiya would not allow it is because it belonged to the mother-in-law. She had not done a kinyan for the kala, the daughter-in-law, and that's why it didn't work. Dilma, mishalo irvelo, she took the daughter-in-law's item and made it for her. And the problem is mishum shalom midaito. But since the time when the heir was supposed to take effect, the daughter-in-law did not know that it had been done, so it's not effective. That was the question that they asked about this. Amalehen ahumi rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov shmeir. So this is the question they asked the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yaakov said to the bnei yeshiva, "Lididi before Shemilah Minei the Rabbi Yochanan, I heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan explained that Mishal Chamoisa Irva, the case was from the mother-in-law. And the problem was Umishum Daloy Zichzalah, because the mother-in-law was not Mizakit to the daughter-in-law. So, now, according to Shmuel, this is not a problem. The main thing is there's food placed there for her, and she's a guest, and there's food. So you see clearly that there's somebody who holds it you need. So that's the source of what Rav says by the Tchum, that you need Tzchiyah. Now we still don't have a source for Rav saying by Eru, by Shinti Mavus, you don't need Skia, that you don't have a source for. Rash is going to answer Rav Tanahu Upolig. We have a cloud. The verse says, if you place in Shas, that Rav, even though he was an Amara, he was this transition generation, he had the right to argue on the Tana, including the Stam Mishnah. So he's going to argue on the Mishnah and say, no, there's no need for Skia by Shinti Mavus. Okay, Amrle Rabbi Zera the Rabbi Yaakov, Bara the Bas Yaakov. So Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So his grandfather was also Yaakov. Kimatis Hosam, when you go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to ask you a favor. Akif, why don't you go out, you know, go around, going around about the way, as opposed to your direct route. Mizil the Summa the Tsur, and go up by the steps of Tsur, the road which takes you up into the city of Tsur. The way my neighbor, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, and ask Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Ubo Minei, you should ask him, So he asked Rabbi Yaakov. So I'm not certain the story that Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yaakov to ask Rabbi Yaakov or Edi. Rabbi Yaakov asked Baraz about Yaakov. And he asked Rabbi Yaakov Reidi, or he says, I don't know what your problem is. I'm telling you that that's not that this is the case. Rabbi Yaakov, Barod and Bas Yaakov answered back to Rabbi Zera, your request is unnecessary that I should go to talk to Rabbi Yaakov Reidi because this is the answer. Okay, Omer of Nachman, the Katina, we have a Masero, Echad Ruvi Tchumen, Echad Ruvi Chatzeris, Echad Shutuvi Mavuois, Sarach Lazakis. That this issue of Skia is required in all these scenarios. The Moor is going to then clear the Shah that he left out a Ruvi Tabshilin. The Moor is going to discuss that question. But let's. Hold it here. Rashi will hold it.